Now listen to the conversation and answer questions 21 to 30.
I'm going to speak to Eric this afternoon, the Central University's Environment and Resources Professor. Good afternoon, Eric.
Good afternoon, Jane.
I know that our university has recently begun a programme for recycling bottles. Can you tell us something about it?
Yeah, Jane. I heard that our university has been recycling bottles for about 4 months now. And in fact, it's totally voluntary, and we find that most members are students, and they all agree that there's lots of need for it. And in fact, many people ever do some recycling in their home.
I'm sure.
Yes, so we thought that would be a good idea to introduce it here for the students. Initially, we started in the university classrooms, where we found there were many bottles.
I can imagine.
It was surprising, really. The waste came largely from water bottles and alcoholic beverage bottles and non-alcoholic beverage bottles.
Right. But how did you want to start the bottle recycling process?
Well, there is a government collection service that deals with the used bottles from many places, and then it takes the bottles to a recycling plant to be recycled into plastic products or new bottles, such as plastic bags.
I think it is great.
We call it Bottle Saver. Our members also prepare boxes for students, placing used bottles inside.
Oh, I think I've seen some of those.
I think that is quite a good idea.
Me too. How much are the boxes?
They only cost $1 each, and they were very large. In fact, they can carry about 20 bottles each.
That's quite a bit, isn't it? So, in student records, how many boxes would you need?
In student records, we've bought 12 boxes.
Well, how often do the boxes get full?
They fill up about every other day, and we should change into empty ones as they are full, and then send the bottles to the recycling plant.
Turn about.
So we don't need many boxes. We just fill them up as we go along, while we are waiting for Bottle Saver to deal with our full boxes.
It sounds great. And do you think people would like to use the used bottles as well?
In theory, we would like to think so.
I think so.
But in fact, that is a slight problem. We encourage people to do this by having three different ways.
What are those?
First, there is refused bottle that is integrated and left after drink. And secondly, the recycled bottle that has no unused sides at all. The last, there is scrap bottle. That bottle is broken into small pieces, or for some reason, it is just not useful.
So it should be separate, isn't it?
Yeah, it is separate. And to answer your question, we encourage people to use the refused bottles and try to use them to carry something. The other bottles can be given to Bottle Saver for recycling.
That's good. There are many ways for people to use bottles. Do you ever find anything undesirable in the boxes?
Sometimes.
For example?
Well, there have been things like orange peels, bags of socks and waste paper. Once students found a wallet in the boxes.
That sounds not bad.
Uh-huh.
Have you found the owner?
Yeah, we found the owner immediately because he put his identity card in his wallet. He was so lucky.
Would you say that bottle recycling process is working well?
Of course. I really think that it's a great idea. And in fact, it's a good way of saving our resources.
I agree with you. It's very important.
We can get many kinds of plastic products made from recycled bottles. I think the great thing is that everyone feels they are doing something good when they buy products from recycled bottles.
Of course. I think most people will share this view. Well, thank you for your time this afternoon. The thing you share with us is interesting. And let's hope people in our university all join in the Bottle Saver.